Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Balance, the only sports talk show that gives a well-balanced diet of sports. Host Tom Marquis and the gang are ready to break down this week in sports. This is the one place where fanatics can come together and talk about their favorite teams. The Balance brings you an analytical breakdown of sports from a fan's point of view. So sit back and get ready. It's time for The Balance.
WWE out there in Miami. Well, we'll certainly find out today, won't we? I tell you what. So glad that you guys could join us. I know you tuned in to catch up with Radio Speed Talk and everything that's going on in NASCAR, IndyCar, NHRA, or anything that goes fast. We'll get you right there to that. As you know, you're hearing us just a little bit earlier than normal here on the Balance Radio Network, and that's because typically we run this right after the Colts game, where the Colts are playing a little bit later than normal, and so we're gonna play Radio Speed Talk sooner. How about them Colts, boys and girls, getting ready to head up to, well, they're already there, Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. Man, you talk about some enemy territory. Andrew Luck going in at 6-3. I'll tell you what, I talked about this on the show yesterday. If you had told me yesterday that Andrew Luck and Tom Brady would both be going in to week 11 at 6-3, well, I'd have to tell you, you were a little nuts. Well, that's exactly what's going on over there in Foxborough today. Andrew Luck, Reggie Wayne, and crew heading up there to see if they can't stop Tom Brady. Well, guys, as you know, it's all come down to this. Homestead Miami Speedway. Right now, currently, the status is green. Kyle Busch is to the top of the leaderboard. But I tell you what, we talked about this yesterday. This is Brad Keselowski's race and championship to lose. Well, we see some retaliation from Jeff Gordon and Clint Bowyer's team from last week's brawl out in Phoenix. Well, you know, we had a couple of difference of opinions of that on the show here yesterday. Walter Cox with ESPN and Kenny Barr on Radio Speed Talk seem to have difference of opinion. And Kenny seems to think that there won't be much of a retaliation, whereas Walter says those guys are going to go at it today. Well, so far, nothing. Of course, Kyle Busch is leading, Carl Edwards and Marcos Ambrose in the third place there as well. Of course, they're only on lap 20, green flag, a long ways to go yet. And they're going to definitely get into that, guys, and want to check out what's going on around the NFL right now. Currently, Miami and Buffalo are over. Buffalo beats Miami. Currently, because that was Thursday. Just testing you there. Arizona and Atlanta are all tied up at 16. Tampa Bay and Carolina 10-14. Carolina's got the lead on there. Now, here's an interesting game. Dallas and Cleveland are only 3 points apart. And as we talked about right here on The Balance yesterday, the Cleveland secondary is getting better. Detroit's really leading Green Bay 17-14. So right now, I tell you what, there's a lot going on in the NFL. The Redskins, though, are all over those Philadelphia Eagles 30-6. And you know what's coming up here at 4 o'clock in Foxborough. It's the Colts. It's the Patriots. Also San Diego and Denver, New Orleans and Oakland. And tonight, Baltimore and Pittsburgh, and that is another WWE match waiting to happen. Tomorrow night, Chicago and San Fran. Obviously, we talked about Alex Smith and Jay Cutler probably not making it into that contest tomorrow afternoon as well. Well, we're trying to get Radio Speed Talk on here in just a few moments. So stand by. We'll be right back with you right here on the Balance Radio Network. Radio Network. We are having just a small amount of technical difficulties, and we're going to get right with Radio Speed Talk here in just a moment. So don't go away, and I promise you, you won't miss a beat. Even if the stream cuts off on you guys, we will definitely make sure that everything's on the archives. We're working on the problem right now. Stand by. You'll have Radio Speed Talk right here in a moment.
Boy named Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like a ringing a bell. Go, go!
Welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name's Mark with Sal Presidente. My minions, stand by. We are trying to get Radio Speed Talk up to you. We just got a little bit of a technical glitch, and we about got that issue fixed. Sometimes you just can never prepare enough, and sometimes things just happen unpreparedly, that's for sure. So stand by. We will have Radio Speed Talk for you momentarily. The Balance Radio Network is currently experiencing some technical difficulties. Please stand by. Your regular scheduled programming will be right with you.
Be
All right, Don't Stop Believing. Radio Speed Talk will be right with you right here on the Balance Radio Network. We are experiencing some technical problems. We will have it up and running in just a moment.
Put in a prison cell, but one time you gotta be the champion of the world.
Radio Speed Talk will be joining you here in just a moment. I do appreciate your patience. Please stand by. Radio Speed Talk will be joining you in just a moment.
Radio Speed Talk, what?
It's labeled Radio Speed Talk.
Cliff Tanner.
You have a beautiful speaking voice.
I'm special and you're not.
From AMA to IRL and NHRA.
Sorry, gentlemen, I am not a fan of that.
Even NASCAR.
Ooh, I'm ready for NASCAR.
In-person interviews and giveaways.
Incredible talent, incredible variety, like never seen on any other show before.
Along with the ride, as always, is Kenny Barr. You can always visit the gang at RadioSpeedTalk.com.
Hey, Speed Talk fans, whoa, do we got a lot to talk about this week. All kinds of things going. We got Kenny Barr and Tom Wolf over there playing around with water for a minute. And got Tiny Laura helping us out, making us sound good behind the boards. Cliff Tanner here. Hey, don't forget, you can check us out at RadioSpeedTalk.com. Go there. We got our contest still going on. We have extended it to November 30th. Again, match your song to your favorite driver. Be funny, be creative, but have fun. We're going to give $250. I did say gas cards, but, you know, I thought maybe we'll throw it in. We'll give you a choice. You get a $50 gift card, Visa, whatever, or a $50 gas card, whichever you want. And as we drove over here to the studio tonight, I see it's up again, so it went up another 25 cents today.
You're probably going to have to make it a $75 gas card.
I know it's going to have to be $300 just to get somebody a tank of gas anymore. But anyway, go to RadioSpeakTalk.com and hit on Become a Junkie and sign up. You know, they're starting to roll in, so have fun with it. We're going to extend it, and God knows there's going to be a lot of funny ones after this week. This week we're going to talk about NHRA. We can't skip it. It is the last one. They had some drama there, but nothing compared to NASCAR. We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff today. A lot of controversy, a lot of tempers, a lot of flying, and a lot of ticking Cliff Tanner off. I'm telling you what, man. NASCAR has really pushed me to the edge. I don't know about you guys, but it's gotten ridiculous. But back to that. Go to Facebook.com.
Whatever side he picks, I'm picking the other side just to be ornery tonight.
Oh, you go right ahead, man, because I'm ready to go. But I know you'll agree with some of it. Some of it I know you won't. You know, I know you guys well enough. Tom might agree with more, what do I say, than you do. But
I'm just going to stick with no dirt, more oil.
Yeah, we could definitely use some oil. Have we had some finishes, two races this year? Great finishes. But, man, let's not get going.
Put oil on the dirt.
Ahead of us. Either way, you know, it's a sad situation when you see a lot of things happen the way they happen, but I was glad to see a lot of it happen, too. So, I mean, it did some good, but it did some bad, but I don't want to get too far ahead. Let's talk about the NHRA. They finally did it. They finally got the countdown in, and, you know, it wasn't so exciting for the pro stock motorcycles or the pro stock cars. That was pretty much wrapped up with just all they had to do basically is qualify.
Yep.
With Alan Johnson and Eddie Krawczyk, they're both champions. Eddie has now won his second in Pro Stock Motorcycle in a row and third overall. But, you know, Kenny, you know, you and I talk about this, and we've interviewed, you know, Krawczyk and Hines in the past.
Right.
And they're both good guys. And we know that, you know, and Tom, you've been knowing this a little bit too, but it's all been Harley-Davidson this year.
Yeah.
But here's something I did not know until Sunday. Eddie Krawczyk has won 9 events. Andrew Hines has won 6. The Arana's have won 0.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. I thought Hector got one the other
day. They were dominating. He came close a couple times, but if you didn't ride a Harley or your name wasn't Arana, you weren't really going to be a factor anyway. I think only one race did anybody out of that group of four win. You know, the Harley's just got so much more versatility and more adjustments they can make with the motorcycles, why they're beating everybody so bad, even in midstream when they tacked on 25 pounds of weight on those bikes. It didn't seem to make a heck of a lot of difference. They just changed how the setup was a little bit and kept right on keeping on. The Arana's got they ride a Buell or Suzuki, I forget.
Who?
The Arana's.
They're on Harleys, I thought. No, you're right. No. It is Suzuki's.
They're Suzuki's, right. Yeah. They got those things doing well. But everybody else is just two steps behind them. You know, and they're going to try and level the playing field. I'm sure they're going to change the rules on the Harleys again this off season, but unless they make drastic rule changes, I don't see anything changing much in the next season or two.
Well, and you're right. They got to do something because they are dominating. But I hope they don't go to the extreme that NASCAR does, when they always try to mess with somebody's car because one Chevy dominates Ford one year, and then they have to switch it back, and then Ford, you know, so on and so on. I hope they don't get in there. But I'll tell you, Karen Stauffer did a pretty good job this year, too. I mean, she would have won a couple. Actually, she would have won that one. She had the fastest time until she went wrecking into the cornfield and ripped her wrist all to heck, and she would have probably won that one.
But yeah, that was a rough race. That was I saw that particular run, not live, but on TV, as live as you can get, and I went, uh-oh, she blew through the sand trap, uh-oh, she blew through the field, uh-oh, I hope there's corn instead of beans out there, get her slowed down, because nothing else was getting that bike slowed down, and she finally dumped it about 10 or 15 feet before it got into the whatever farmer's field it was, and she did the old tuck and roll just like you're supposed to off a bike and come out of it surprisingly unscathed. I think she bruised her wrist or something, and that's about it. So we're thankful she didn't get hurt any worse than she did, and the bike was junk for the weekend.
Well, and it is a shame, but she'll be back. I mean, she's far from out of it, and if they do make changes, she's going to be up there again. Go to Pro Stock Car, Kenny, and one of my favorite guys, and you and I talk about this a lot, and Tom and I have talked about this. You always got to love a guy who owns his own team and does something with it. Alan Johnson's been racing pro stock forever.
Mm-hmm.
His own, wins his first ever championship. But the first time ever in his career, believe it or not, he's actually qualified for every race. And not only did he just win, not win because of qualifying, he actually smoked the field and actually won the whole thing.
Yeah, and that's hard to do, just qualifying for every race. I mean, look at, just go up and down the NHRA rosters and start looking at the people who missed races here and there.
Oh,
Beckman
Capps,
missed a race. Capps missed a race.
Hagen, too.
Yep, and he was the champion the year before and stuff. And the competition is so close. A lot of those people have that thing so figured out to a degree where it's a guessing game on the clutch packs and when they engage and your fuel air mixtures and grip and tires and that one gizmo they take out there on the track and get a sample of the rubber, what's on the track and the launch pad and the concrete pad, and they run them back there and get them all analyzed real quick, and then they come back and they change the clutch pack settings or what have you. That's finite, man. That is, and all you're trying to do is get a launch off of a 60-foot pad and get a grip and go forward. Get as much of that horsepower to grab and push as you possibly can and not waste any energy doing it.
All right, here's Speed Talk. We love to talk to the people out there and drivers, and Erica Enders. We had an opportunity down there at the Nationals this year to talk to her, and you know, she's going to be one in the future to look out for, too. But, again, Alan Johnson, just a great domination, and you always got to love the guy that has to fund his own team and comes out and wins a championship, unlike Tony Stewart. And I didn't mean that as a slap. I'm just saying, you know, I'm talking about a small guy. And as we talked about the funny car coming in.
When the hell did Tony Stewart shrink? He's about as big as it gets.
That's what I'm saying, unlike Tony Stewart.
Well, unlike Tony Stewart. I thought you said like Tony Stewart. That's why you got that deer in the headlights
right,
look
at
going,
me like,
you're getting crazy.
Come back to the light, Kenny. It's all
okay.
Right. We're all cool here.
Oh, goody.
Well, the drama did come, and again, 2 years in a row that the funny car has been decided on the last day. The sad part is, I don't want to say sad. The exciting part was Ron Capps came in on the bubble. Final run, blast a 4.007, takes the top qualifying position. So that puts the pressure on Beckman. He comes in because of that. They go into the final round 2 points apart. Comes down. Now, first of all, let's talk about Jack Beckman. If you haven't seen the video of that accident, you need to see it because we talked about that. It's one of those, and how'd you say that? You
don't That's the word I wasn't supposed to use today. We talked about
oh.
that. Oh, my.
Yeah, but
and start praying to God.
Right.
But you didn't
have
time. You didn't have time to do any of that. You just hang on and, you know, we talked. I guess you guys interviewed him at the Nationals.
Yes.
He talked about the training you get when a car blows up. The training you get is you hang on and hope you're going the right direction because you can't see anything. You can't feel anything. I mean, the one thing that was really cool was the in-car camera that I have not seen an angle of
right.
when one of those blowers come apart and the body goes flying off of. You can't see nothing. I mean, you are just flat driving in the soup, driving in the fog like flying an airplane in the soup, but you don't have the gauges and stuff.
Well, again, it all comes to safety and good quality. And what he was saying by that, cause Tom didn't do it justice when he was talking to you on Saturday on the balance, but
mm-hmm.
he was talking about training. How do you prepare yourself for accidents and things like that? Because I don't know if you all know, but he actually is one of the teachers to get a license to get into the
yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
I bet Courtney Force or somebody said something.
Yeah.
She had to work
Courtney
with Jack for a while. Yeah.
And Courtney beat Ron Capps in the semifinal.
Yep, she had a terrific year for a young lady.
But again, a great job. And because of what happened, Ron Capps, Jack Beckman both made it into the semifinals. It looked like it was going to come down, and everybody's dream obviously would have been Ron Capps and Jack Beckman. Well, Cruz Pendergon wins the whole thing as he meets Courtney Force in the final. Courtney runs a nice run, and, man, I'll tell you what, she's impressed me, and she's going to be coming on. She's making Johnny and Daddy look bad, don't you think?
I bet you John's going to hang it up and get Ashley back in the seat. It's going to be interesting.
Well, that all depends because I know he wants her to, but that's all going to depend on Ashley. Real quick, we got to go in. We have a first-time-ever winner, and obviously everybody calls it, you know, historical, but the first African-American wins it. I hate using that term. I love Antron Brown. He's a good guy. We've interviewed him in the past. And I feel bad for the guy because two things happened to him. This is the second race in a row that he's actually been knocked out in the first round. The second, this week, he actually caught on fire inside his pit, and he ended up getting burnt hands, and they said the fire was so intense it actually burnt through the top layer of his fire suit. So that left, obviously, Spencer Massey and the Sarge going for the championship, and Tony Schumacher made it to the final and got beat by Bernstein, which gave him the championship. So congratulations to all them. A great year by the NHRA, man. It's just awesome year.
It's a great show. Anytime you get a chance to go there, you got to go there. Don't matter what racetrack they're at, it seems like there's always something wild and crazy going on, and every ticket's a pit pass, and those people are amazingly accessible. Great group of people to be around.
Oh, they are, and we will be talking to the guys. I talked to Scott Smith, and we'll be getting them in the next couple of weeks, hopefully.
Good, very good.
On all of them, and I can't wait to talk to Jack again. So, but the only thing is, guys, next year, when we got to hit one, we got to hit one at night. I want to see that at night.
Oh, it's wild. You know, the flames coming out of the pipes and stuff, and even if nothing blows up, it's just a whole different race at nighttime.
Wow. All right, folks. Hey, don't forget, you can go to RadioSpeedTalk.com. Check us out over there. And again, the contest has been extended. Two winners are going to get $50, whether you want it in a gift card, whether you want it in a gas card, whatever you want to do. Just go over there, hit Become a Junkie, and sign up. And, you know, make sure you leave us your name and all that. But make sure, most important, that you take a driver. It's got to be somebody we know. And, yes, I did get an email, believe it or not, ask if lawnmower racers were allowed. And I did say yes because I do know some of them. And we've covered them in the past, and we'll cover them again. So anybody's eligible, just pick the song and the name. It does it. Matches best, I guess, is the word I'm trying to use. I can't think very well today. Cold is killing me. All right, folks, we need to take a break and listen to Speed Talk. We'll be back talking about the fun stuff. Welcome back to Speed Talk. Wow. Here we go, man. We're getting ready to do some fun stuff. And I know Tom over there has been biting at the bit. Kenny's been biting at the bit. I know I have. All day long. For 2 days, actually, I've been getting all kinds of people texting me, do this, do that. What do you think? Well, you know, I'm ready to have some fun. Lauren Tiny behind the boards. Don't forget, RadioSpeedTalk.com. Check out every interview, every show there. Check out our affiliates. And also the contest, again, been extended to November 30th. Match a song to your favorite driver, and God knows we've gotten three or four of them just on Jeff Gordon in the last couple of days.
No. Got two or three of them here at the table, but we can't share them.
Yeah, I'm surprised they don't have a song, Rainbow Warrior, because it really fits in this point. But
It probably is. Talk to that Tiny. He knows every song God ever wrote.
Well, there we go. $250 winners. I'll give you a choice, a gift card of any kind, gas card, whatever you want. Go to RadioSpeedTalk.com, hit Become a Junkie, sign up. Have some fun with it. Two winners, November 30th. Have a great time. Facebook.com/RadioSpeedTalk. Kenny Barr.
Yes.
You are at where on Twitter?
I'm at the studio recording a show with you.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, you talk about Twitter?
Twitter.
Oh, no, I wasn't even paying any attention to you. Yeah. Isn't that nice?
Here at Speed Talk, we try to do our best.
I can tell. Kenny Barr, 52.
I'm at Radio Speed Talk.
Where are you at, Tom?
And I apologize.
I'm here in the studio with you guys both.
Oh, okay.
I apologize to anybody I offended on Facebook over the weekend. The Twitters were just flying. And sometimes I forget those were all connected, even though you think you shut it off, but you don't. So, you know, I looked over on Facebook, and there's like 10 or 12 of them in a row there. So I apologize for all that. But it was a fun time. So anyway, let's talk Phoenix. Or,
Rattlesnake
I will now
Hill.
Call it now, Rumble in the Phoenix.
Rumble in the Desert?
No, in the Phoenix. It was much better. But, man, I'm telling you what, you should have known by Friday night's truck race. Did you guys get a chance to see the truck race at all?
I did not see the truck race.
Yeah, a little bit. But, you know, we've been talking about this thing blowing up for 4 or 5 weeks
right
now.
Oh, sure.
It just took a little bit longer for tempers to flare. And when they flared, kaboom! I think I felt it clear here in Indiana when that thing started going
off.
Well,
I think so, man. It was a wild ride. And you know, that was just the beginning of Richard Childress's weekend. So... he did get a win, finally, which we'll talk about later. But, wow, you know, for how many, what, 3 or 4 weeks now, they've been touting how it's going to be James Buescher and Ty Dillon fighting out for the championship. And then you got little Timothy Peters back here, you know, just too far back. He's not going to make a difference. And then you turn around, and Ty Dillon blows a tire, and it's funny, and we'll talk about the tire issue. It seems, that maybe some of that came into play in quite a bit of it too. But Ty Dillon goes down. He's pretty much goes bye-bye. Pretty soon, Chris Buescher goes bye-bye, and he goes out. And now, next thing you know, here's old Timothy Peters, only 11 points down. He finishes fourth.
Save your equipment. Save your equipment and save your equipment. Everybody who had a blown-out right front tire had a melted bead. They had a melted bead because the brakes got so hot because they drove them in the corner so stinking deep and had to jam on the brakes so hard. Drift in the corner a little bit, save your equipment, roll through the corner a little bit smoother, and get in the throttle earlier. Duh! So maybe it's too simplistic, but that's what you got to do. that's the guys who didn't blow right fronts did. That's what cost Jimmy Johnson in his deal, because he was trying to catch Keselowski because he got himself in a little bit of trouble. Melted bead, blew a tire.
I want to get to that a little bit here in a little bit also, because there's a lot of things to talk about when little time to do it. But let's talk about going the next day, the Nationwide. And again, you've got Sadler and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. battling it out, going for it. And I think Sadler just got too impatient trying to whip through that traffic and just came up and started taking people out.
Overdrove the car.
Big time. And he admitted it. And I'll give him credit. I like that. He did it. The unfortunate thing is I'm sitting here thinking going into this weekend, if we have a good race all weekend, we're going to have a real exciting shootout in all three divisions. Not so. Still an outside possibility he could do it. Austin Dillon's got an outside possibility he could do it. But all Ricky has to do, Mr. Stenhouse Jr., to win his second in a row before going up there and replacing Kenseth pretty much, before he has to go up there, he just got to finish 16th. Doesn't have to lead any laps or anything. He's just got to be 16 or better. He wins the championship.
Bummer for him, huh? And he's doing it the right way. He's getting through the channels, and he's learning the cars, and he's learning everything you need to learn. The hardest thing about it is getting used to the tire feel. They keep changing out, but you're going to always have to deal with that in NASCAR level.
Well, just keep in mind, though, man, what was it, 3 or 4 weeks ago when Stenhouse went 2 laps down because he got banged all up and somehow came through and finished in the top 5. So just amazing how that works sometimes.
Yeah, it's called racing and race strategy and race management. You got to be able to do it on the track and all day long with your crew chief and the decision makers.
And the sad part is, if you didn't have the Cup guys coming down into Nationwide, you probably had a lot tighter race with a lot more drivers.
You'd have a better race every week with more drivers.
I feel like we're back to last week's show.
And you can fill it. Well, last week's show was a pretty good show.
It went hours last week's show. And we're going to go hours tonight, too. So we're going to feel repercussions of this. Don't shake your head. We're not going to go for that hours. I'm just saying. Well, let's go over to Phoenix. And you know what? I got to tell you, it was actually a boring race. It really was for the most part.
Right up until the end.
Well, it wasn't even quite the end.
Yeah.
But, it's sad. Keselowski, no doubt, had a better car than Jimmy Johnson that day. We knew he was going to get some points. It was kind of cool because I'm thinking, all right, 1 or 2 points, one of these guys are going to be ahead going in the shootout. Kenny, like you said, he just drove it too hard.
Trying to get up to the front, you got to be there. You can't lose any points. Obviously, last year was a proved that every single point counts, and he was doing his best to get back up to the front. Overdrove the car, heated up the brakes, melted the bead, boom, boom, boom goes the tire, and you find that safer barrier don't seem so much safer after you destroy the right side of the car and can't get it back together. So he went from probably a top 10 car to a 32nd finish or 33rd finish or something like that. Cost him a tanker full of points.
He ended up gaining one at the end because
crashed earlier. Yeah.
But the cool thing is Danica didn't try to wreck anybody until later. We'll talk about that.
I don't think she even tried.
No, she didn't. That was not her fault. But
she did a dandy job of it.
But, let's get back to it. I mean, really, the last couple of races really were kind of boring, except for, the week before at Texas, it was actually exciting for the last few laps because those two guys went next door to door with each other.
Races are too long. Tracks are too big. Shorten the races, put them on a short track, stick them on dirt, and we'll have better races.
Tom, you've been awful quiet today. How come you're not?
Every day I'm shuffling.
But don't get too far ahead of us yet. But, what do you think of the race?
I would agree with you. I thought it was pretty much boring for most of it, and then suddenly the melee broke out at the end, and all kinds of different scenarios going on there. You know, you got the crash, you got the fight, you got the caution that wasn't called. You know, so
I'm trying to talk up to that.
You steer it back to where you want to be.
I'm trying to. I'm talking about the race prior to Kyle Busch. Man, I'll tell you what, the Gibbs cars, it wasn't just Kyle. I mean, Kyle did dominate most of the race. But the Gibbs cars, I don't know what happened to them. And all of a sudden, they got fire on them, and they was looking good all weekend
right.
long. And
probably got something past the tech guys, and nobody knows it yet.
Oh, my God,
man. It's Toyota.
Conspiracy. I'm telling you, we're going to talk conspiracy in here just a little
Toyota.
Bit. Yes, I know, it's a Toyota, and you don't like that. And I don't either, but you know, you can't blame a guy.
Yeah,
for
speaking of, wait a minute, we're going to go another way here. No, don't ever text me something like you text me this weekend, especially when I'm doing something.
What?
You know what.
Which one?
Huh?
What?
2016 Kia? You're like, I didn't reach through the phone and choke you.
I got to, let me build up to this for a minute. Kenny did the guest spot on The Balance on Sunday or Saturday. So I was listening to the show, right? And I don't know what they were talking about with, the Dodge leaving because Keselowski was dominating.
Yeah.
So I text Kenny that the year 2016, Kia's coming into NASCAR.
The only good thing about it is I looked at it right after I hung up the phone. You wild man, you're trying to get me in trouble here.
And he called me and said, man, what was that? I said, I was trying to get you riled up, but apparently you didn't look at the text before the show was over.
Well, I was using that phone, and I didn't want to accidentally hang up on top because I've done that before. Then I blame the phone, you know.
But yeah, I'm kind of surprised Tom didn't say nothing because usually when I text stuff down there, he laughs.
Did you send that to him too?
Oh yeah, I sent it.
Well, see us radio professionals. There are certain lines of bull.
Oh my God.
That we can just ignore.
Let me get my boots on. But no, folks, Kia is not coming to NASCAR.
Thank God. I have to quit the show.
I will tell you. You know, you want to talk about a rumor that's been going on for a long time that actually became announced in a fact. But apparently, there's been a deal struck in 2013 that the Nationwide is going to Mid-Ohio.
Hey, don't lead up to that. That's part of my did you know.
I just wanted to throw that in real quick. We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah, well, now you're happy.
That's
there's
the happy
your,
part.
There's your happy
that's
part
the
of did you know.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize that's what you were doing.
Okay.
You got to tell me these
stuff.
No,
I try to keep it a secret so I can get a reaction out of you.
But anyway, man, we're getting way off track here. Let's go back to Phoenix.
Shouldn't have taken
that
left that turn at Albuquerque.
Man, I got to tell you, you know, you like to watch excitement. And, Kenny, you've been around racing a long time, longer than Tom and I have, because you grew up with it.
Yeah.
And I've been in local tracks for a long time watching. And we always know the tempers fly, and they're always going to fly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes racing exciting. NASCAR has lost that. Since 1979.
That's part of the lore
of
racing. It really is. And as much as the good old boys of the South and the Francis who are trying to market it worldwide and stuff don't want it to be, it is part of it. It's always going to be part of it, and you might as well embrace it and tell them if they're going to fight in front of the grandstands instead of in the back alleys. But with TV now, I guess it don't matter where you take a punch to somebody. Somebody's going to see it.
Well, we're going to talk about a lot of that when we come back from the break.
Yeah, talk about a Kia. You got any cameras in here? I could use a day off. You give me a couple of blackouts. You break my glasses, the only pair I got.
I could just see Kenny when he read that and sent me that. What?
You son of a... Oh, man, I hope you're lying.
I heard Honda was coming in.
Hyundai. Hyundai is the one I heard
earlier.
Yeah,
Hyundai has... There has been negotiations with Hyundai.
Yeah.
We don't want it to happen. But anyways, you guys, you've been listening to Speed Talk. Go to RadioSpeedTalk.com. Check us out. And the contest, match a song to your driver.
I need a gas card. Can I play?
You can play all you want.
You won't pick it, though.
No.
See? I'm going to have to put a name in there, like Luke Warmwater or Steve Tiny Michaels or something in there. You think?
Steve Tiny Michaels.
I demand my gas card.
Two $50 winners. You can have a gas card or a gift card. I'll give you a choice. Christmas coming up just in time.
How about if I put it in for, like, FortRocks.com? Would that work? Yeah, see, I guess we got to kill about, what, 20 seconds?
Hey, by the way, you know
every
what?
Day I'm
before shuffling. I forget, since we won't be around, everybody have a nice Thanksgiving next week. God, I can't believe that's here already.
Turkey Day is coming.
All right, folks, we need to take a break. You listen to Speed Talk. We'll be right back with some more fun.
Okay. I'll be here.
All right. Welcome back to Speed Talk. Kenny Barr, Tom Wolf coming at you. Got Lauren Tyne behind the board trying to make it sound good and stay on time. We're having a hard time doing that today for some reason. I'm Cliff Dander. Don't forget, RadioSpeedTalk.com. You check us out there all the time. We've got every interview we've ever done, any blog we've ever done, almost anything we've ever done. Man, that's pretty scary to think about it.
My blogs are gone.
Pete threw them away. That's not my fault. I'm trying to get you back on. You know what?
And where's my interview with J.J. Yaley at?
It's on there.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
It's in the archives, sir.
I will have to go check it out.
And you will get to do more as we go on farther here. So, anyway, RadioSpeedTalk.com. Check everything there. Go to the contest page, better known as
Junkie Become a
Sign
Junkie.
Up.
Yeah. The old Junkie Sign Up. We don't call you Junkie anymore.
Tell us about the contest, Kenny.
Well, I can't play. I can tell you that. I'm not allowed to play, but we want you to send... match up your favorite driver, or maybe your not least favorite driver. We have a few of those. with a theme song that most appropriately describes him as seen through your eyes. And we want to be able to identify the driver. So I've heard that there's some lawnmower guys interested in, and Cliff knows a lot of those guys. So if Cliff recognizes the name, then we'll call it a legal entry in the contest. And send it. You do need to go to the link on the left side of the website where it says Become a Junkie. You're no longer junkies. You're race fans. We like you even a little bit better than we used to before. But that's where a great place to put all the information in that we need to find you if you win. So jump on there, left side of the website, 24/7. Cliff will review them all, and then he'll share the good ones with us, and then we'll figure out who gets what. Two gas cards or maybe a gas card and a gift card to your favorite clothing store or wherever.
I like it.
As long as it's not Starbucks.
Oh, well, that'll be a cup and a half of coffee, you know, and then you'll be
pretty
done.
Much, yeah. Good one. And just to, you know, let you know, for people that like to drink watching races and stuff, you can use your beer goggles. It doesn't have to be your eyes. Just so you
well, know. I think some of them guys drive with beer goggles every once in a while anyway.
Well, we saw some of that this weekend, which we're going to get to here in just a minute. But again, go to Facebook.com/RadioSpeedTalk. You can go there. We got all kinds of entries going on there. And we're always trying to change that and put pictures up. And Kenny, you're over at Twitter on.
Yep, KennyBar52.
And I'm at Radio Speed Talk too. Check it out there because we're on there a lot. And hey, since we won't be able to see you before, y'all have a great Thanksgiving weekend and a safe holiday. And well, when we come back that weekend, you're going to hear us talk about the championship next week. So we're going to have some fun with that. Anyway, guys, we're going to go back to Phoenix. We talked about Crash Fest going all over the place. It continued over into the Cup Boys with, what was it, 7 laps to go?
I believe so.
Jeff Gordon smacked the wall a little bit. And, you know, we've been hearing him and Clint Boyer babbling back and forth all year long at each other. And, you know, I start to wonder as I look at myself, because, you know, I'm about the same age. Actually, I think I'm a little older than Jeff Gordon. But I start to think, as you get older, do you not start getting irritated or maybe short-tempered or what's the word I want to use? You just don't put up with as much as you used to. It's just all the above. But anyway, you know, he hits a wall. He's got pieces flying off. And he gets black flagged after a lap or so. And he was told to come in. He doesn't want to come in, but he's lurking for Clint Boyer. Smacks him. Smashes the crap out of Clint Boyer. But also takes out Joey Logano. And Jeff realizes he's pretty much done, and he's going to get out of his car and decide to go flying at. And maybe you guys can help me out because I'm kind of lost. Did he actually go for Boyer's crew chief, or did he go for the crew, or what happened? Because Boyer, poor old guy, had no clue what was going on for a while.
I believe he got out of his car, and Boyer's crew came over to him at that point. And then they got Jeff out of there pretty quickly.
Yeah, they hustled him out of there, and the two crews went after each other is what ended up doing. The highlight film that I saw about 352 times this weekend on Speed Talk is they had one guy about your size grabbing that itty-bitty Jeff Gordon and hustling him off to safety. And, you know, he was putting up the little bit of a kick and scream and fight to make it look good, but, you know, they got him out of there in a hurry.
Yeah, but you got to admit, it looked a little bit better than the slap fest.
That sissy-fied-ass thing. I just, my God, I'd be embarrassed about that Jeff Burton thing.
I was feeling, you can't even call that a fight. Come on.
I've seen girls fight better than that.
I was going to say, that's like two girls, you know, wrecking their pink bicycle into each other, and one of them got a bent rim and broke their horn. I mean, come on. Really? But I will tell you, I got to give you credit, Tom. He did. I mean, you know, he was definitely ticked off. But I don't know. It looked to me like they all piled on him is what it looked like. But I didn't see him get out of there in time.
He bailed.
But I was too busy, you know, typing stuff on the computer and having a good time with that. But anyway, he goes back, and Clint Bowyer all of a sudden realized, you know, poor guy was sitting in his car thinking, you know,
where's my crew?
Yeah, where's my crew? We're going to get this car fixed. And then he hears there's a big thing going on. So immediately he gets out, and he goes flying. And I mean flying. And anybody, again, I've said this many times, you can't tell me that those race car drivers are not athletes. Now, granted, some of us are, you know, big, and go ahead.
That's a five-hour energy endorsement if I ever saw one.
I think he had a few of them. But I swear to God, he set a land record going back there to Jeff Gordon's hauler. But, you know, we talk about that. But you got to talk about the camera guy that followed him all the way back there through that crowd carrying a camera. Now, Tom, you know, and tell me if I'm wrong, you know a little bit about cameras. Maybe not so much movie cameras, I don't know. But they're smaller, but still, to be keeping up with a guy like that running through a crowd is pretty tough.
You got to keep in mind, and at the next race, take a look at it. You don't just have the cameraman. You've got a guy with a battery backpack and sound equipment that's with that cameraman. And that camera probably weighs 35, 40 pounds minimum, I would think. It's a pretty good-sized video camera. So
yeah, they should get a bonus. Or what do they get? Don't they get some sort of cinematic award? Cinematic. Here we go, making up words again. Cinematic award.
I'm thinking Pulitzer here.
For sporting events and stuff?
Yeah.
I think that's got to be one of the... An ESPY, at least.
Yeah.
That whole thing's going to be an ESPY.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. But, you know, and again, we go back to the age-old question. Why... is a lot of people immediately said that why is Jeff getting away with that and, you know, blah, 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 and why is Kyle Busch getting in trouble for what he does in a truck race? Now, tell me if I'm wrong. You're looking at one side of it. What Kyle Busch did was during a caution, what these guys did was at full speed.
Yeah, and that could have been a big game changer for everyone and all, you know, all due respect with the fighting and the tempers flaring, I don't think that you use your car as a weapon on the racetrack, especially, you know, under a green flag condition where it could become a game changer for Keselowski, who just, you know, slid by on the bottom and barely got through, and it certainly ruined Logano's day. So
where are you going to get hurt worse, inside your race car, upside the head with a jack handle?
Well, probably upside the head, but at least it'd make good television.
I don't know. I
at least
tell you what,
between
I think
two people and not or two crews and not changing and ruining a lot of other people's day on the track, I guess is where I'm.
Well, those guys are safer crashing each other in them cars than they are beating each other up in the pits and stuff. You're right. Other people are going to get caught up in it. Logano and Eric Amarola had to spin to not take them on head on and stuff. But I disagree with you. I think retaliation with the cars is perfectly fine. I really do. Not T-boning a guy or anything, but trying to spin him and take him out. It wasn't like,
It wasn't blatant.
Were you? No. Well, Cliff Setzer did the same thing here years ago, but he sat on the infield and waited for a guy and just blasted him.
Oh, I've seen that happen lots of times in Fairfield, yes.
And he didn't do that. His intention was to spin him out and take him out of the race and take points away from him. And it got a little bit more than that, and it got more people involved in that. But I think retaliation with a car is better than a fist fight and a jack handle and whatever other weapons you got in there.
Well, there you go. We had the race, you know, the whole big thing. The penalties came down. Jeff Gordon gets $100,000 fine, which is probably a drop in the bucket to him. 25 championship points. Hendrick loses 25 driver points. Gustafson goes on. And probation till the 31st.
Right.
That's a joke. That's all too light.
Yeah, it's all too light. I agree. Gustafson gets also on probation, and then you go down and Brian Patti, which he should have been fined. He gets fined $25,000 probation. Thing that gets me, Brad Keselowski gets fined $25,000 for using his phone in the car, which, okay, that's cool, but why did they let him do it at Daytona?
Because we didn't have a rule in place at that point, apparently.
Well, there wasn't a rule here either that I knew of.
There is a difference. So he had the phone out of the car at Daytona. He had the phone in the car at Phoenix. And I am wondering, just from the techno side of things, you know, traction control has been around a long time. I mean, there's been guys that had wires into their fire suit, and they were grounded to the roll cage. Right. And as they got out of the car, they grabbed these wires and popped off these little bitty pieces of solder, and that's where all the controls were. I wonder now, with these smartphones that we got, like this little Otterboxed iPhone I got right here that don't seem to like me half the time, if there isn't an app to control traction control or alter that ECM or do something to make that car run a little bit different.
It doesn't matter.
Hell, it don't.
No. He still had the car, or the phone in the car, the entire race of Daytona.
But remember, this is the first year for ECMs and electronic fuel injection.
True.
They didn't know that crap back there. Right. Now they've got 35 races under their belt going, maybe there's more to all this electronics than we understand.
So Big Brother's have taken over NASCAR. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Well, electronics are. Maybe.
But still. Why does he not get the same punishment that Kyle Busch got?
He should have. Well, why is because he's a four-time champion. He should have. I mean, NASCAR's always been terribly inconsistent with all that stuff.
Stupid.
Yeah, agreed.
If you're gonna be consistent, or if you're gonna lay down penalties, you got to be consistent. I don't care who you are, what you are. You want to have some fun with it and make it, you know, to where it's more drama-like or whatever, then you keep consistent on the penalties.
Set him down for a race. Let him start at Daytona next year and put him on probation for like the first four of next year.
Put him next to Boyer.
And the money.
50, you know, 200 miles an hour, smack the hell out of him, throw him out in the wall.
How much money did they get fined total? That's $225,000, $250,000?
No, $100,000.
No, I mean all together. I mean,
oh, all together?
Yeah.
It was like $100,000.
About a quarter of $1 million.
Yeah.
I know two enterprises that could use that dough pretty well. The FortRocks.com and Radio Speed Talk. They can send the money to their favorite charity. Send it our way, baby.
And you could probably get that gift card you want.
I could get that gift card, and we could probably send them a T-shirt. Say thank you.
All right, folks. Don't forget about the contest, Kenny. You got about 10 seconds to tell them what it's all about.
I can't play. I can tell you that.
That's all he cares about.
Yeah.
Get over there. Hit the Become a Junkie and register. Match the song. Match the driver. Be creative. Facebook.com. RadioSpeedTalk.com. We need to take a break. When we come back, we didn't even hit the cautions yet, and that's one thing I really want to hit. But we're going to have to do that after Kenny's Did You Know? Or Do You Know?
And what do you know?
What do I know?
Who do you know?
Who do you know?
It's not what you know.
All right, folks,
you
listen to Speed Talk. We come back. We're going to have some more fun.
I don't know anything. I know I can't play.
Well, there's a surprise.
True.
Welcome back to Speed Talk. Kenny Barr, Tom Wolf, Laura, Tiny, Cliff, all coming at you. And don't forget to go to RadioSpeedTalk.com and enter our contest. And Kenny, since you did so well last time, we're going to let you do a more condensed version of the contest.
Match the driver with your song that sounds like a theme song that you like. We gave one example and one example only. You can't use it. We went to A.J. Allmendinger and his little problem with substance abuse this summer, and he would be paired up rather nicely with Huey Lewis in the news, I Want a New Drug. So that's the kind of thing we're looking for. You can use just about anybody that you can dream up as long as we recognize them, and you can't make up a song, and we have the songmeister behind the board, so we know if it's a legitimate song or not.
And by the way, I got to tell you, it's not I want a new drug, I want a non-detectable drug. That's what it seems like.
That's probably what it should get after.
Again, go to Facebook.com /Radio Speed Talk. Check us out there. We'll have all kinds of goodies there going on every once in a while. And again, check out the blog at radiospeedtalk.com. Kenny Barr is over at KennyBarr52 on Twitter. And did you do much Twittering this weekend?
Oh, no.
You were busy. That's right. You missed the whole thing, didn't you?
I didn't miss the whole thing, but I was too busy not Twittering and stuff. But, you know, life gets in the way of plans. It's a funny thing.
Yes, yeah. I know. Kind of crazy. But then again, we appreciate what you do in Veterans Day being this week and working with homeless veterans. I mean, you know, that's cool.
Well, Tom got in here full, didn't he?
Yeah.
Do you have a veteran you'd like to thank? Oh, Tommy, hang on to your hat here, buddy. I'm stealing 3 minutes of your show.
You had, what, 39 people?
Yeah, something like that.
But we do appreciate guys for doing that. Again, happy Thanksgiving coming up. And since we won't be hearing from you, but that following weekend, we will be talking to championship racing. So we're going to have some good times here. And we started talking a little bit about the end of the race. Kevin Harvick did win, but not with a little more friction. And I know we've talked about this a lot, Kenny, you and I. And we talk about cautions.
Friction.
And things. I didn't say friction.
Oh, I thought you did.
Because
it was going to be great. I thought it was a great segue to the oil on the track and the lack of friction.
Well, we were getting there. But, all right, whatever. However you want to say it, I said friction. Sounds good to me. Anyway, I said we've discussed this, but anyway. Two laps to go, and they're going on a green-white checker, I should say. It wasn't two laps to go. Danica spins out, spews every kind of liquid you could think, well, from the car anyway, all over the track. No cautions thrown. They come flying through there, and Ryan Newman finishes backwards. And I'm sorry. I mean, how can you throw a caution for something smaller and not throw a caution? I mean, that's twice that's happened this
right.
year, where somebody has actually spun through and could have got badly hurt out of all that.
I'm in favor of oiling the track down the entire last lap. You guys can keep your dirt. I'll go with the oil.
Mobile one, because it's a lot harder to clean up than the regular conventional oil. I can remember races where Clint Bowyer slid across the start-finish line on the Jack Daniels 07 black car on his
right.
roof.
Yeah.
I can remember Richard Petty and David Pearson crashing late. They didn't throw a caution. Those cars limped and pushed and did everything they could to get to the start-finish line. But in my opinion, they just didn't have enough time to make a good decision there. You know, she hit the wall, what, in four, and then kind of started limping around, or in
the
apex three and four.
She had come off
the leaders.
That was
how could she have no control of the car?
That's true.
And the leaders are coming around, too, and I'm sure the spotters and everybody are somebody's yelling, hey, do we have oil? Do we have fluid? What do we got going on here? By the time they had a chance to make a decision, these guys were through the apex of three and coming out of four, and the party's on. You know, you're just going to have to deal with what you got to deal with. They didn't have, in my opinion, they didn't have time to throw a caution to make anything work right anyway.
Well, you know, in listening to you say that, you may be right about that. But, I mean, it's not even just this week. We've been seeing, you know, a caution for somebody spitting in the wind. You know, and then we've seen other ones where you know you've had plenty of time when you know there's a big piece of track out or any. I mean, there's just been too many obvious situations where they should have or should not have thrown it. And we go back to that almighty conspiracy, that the fictional caution. And I mean, you know, there's always been said for a long time that the cameras are actually fixed by NASCAR. On whoever's carrying it, whether it be ESPN or Fox or whoever, actually has pictures of debris that's not really there.
I've heard that. I've seen that. I think it's true. They've got competition cautions, and that's part of what I was going to ask you guys a little bit later, what you think of all that kind of stuff. And is it really, should they just have a competition caution or not?
Well, there you go.
That's
Can
an
you
idea.
Segue right into it then? Do
well,
we know?
Did you know or do you know? This is again brought to you by our friends at wishforourheroes.org. Jeff Wells and the crew, they don't want your money. They just want your belief. They help active military personnel in the Continental 48 and Hawaii and Alaska and four countries. Go check them out. Check their website out. They don't want your money. They want your belief. Wishforourheroes.org. A couple of weeks ago, Bruton Smith, you guys know who Bruton Smith is, right? The eccentric
Absolutely.
Billionaire who has about 8 racetracks,
yep.
happened to hold court at Texas Motor Speedway, and he made some observations that I'd love to get your opinions on, because it was, especially after this week's racing and all the events that went on there. Bruton said that NASCAR needs to work at making the racing more exciting. like double file restarts, slow the cars down, and make it easier for drivers to make bold moves. What do you think of that, Cliff?
Well, here's what I'm thinking. They already do double, or you know, the double wide.
Yep.
Restarts. Let's make it exciting. Let's do three wide.
Well, they have made, they have made those moves in the years. But
right.
Slowing down the cars is the thing that got my attention there. And we talked about that a couple of weeks ago. I don't think you can tell the difference between a car going 160 and 185. And if you're going 160, I think the guys are going to have more of a tendency to do things that maybe will make the race more exciting. What do you think, Mr. Wolf?
Well, I think then you're putting the racing back in the race driver's hands, and I'm all for anything that does that. So if it takes slowing them down, slow them down.
Races. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Races with too many long green flags are not exciting. No kidding. A smaller fuel tank, more pit stops, fuel mileage races are, Mr. Smith said, boring, boring, boring.
And I agree completely. How long has Joe been around and we've been
saying that? One solution would be a minimum number of cautions per race to service TV timeouts.
I agree with that. As long as we don't have the 20 lap dashes that Jimmy Johnson won down there in Indianapolis that year, that was just ridiculous and boring.
Agreed.
Cool. Well, you guys are smarter than I thought.
Well, thanks.
Don't have enough drivers with a mean streak.
We've got
been saying that for a long time.
With a mean streak, you know?
Where?
You still got some good old boys in there that are willing to throw down when they need to.
Who?
I mean. Oh, come on.
Clint Boyer, that's one.
Kevin Harvick.
And he really didn't
Tony
get to anybody.
Stewart. When Robbie Gordon was still around, he'd be in there throwing it around.
Robbie definitely would. I have no doubt. Yesterday, I would have loved to have seen him this last week in that little melee.
Yeah, it would have been good.
He might have taken out half of the crew.
And the last thing he said here that caught my attention is that the playoff drivers get treated with kit gloves. Forget that. Treat them just like everybody else. Find Jeff Gordon a lot more money. Put him on the bench for a week. I agree with that completely. What do you think, Cliff?
I am 100% and then some. Or maybe it's 158% like the turnout of voters.
Oh, Lordy, don't start with that. Yeah.
Behind that.
Okay, you want the good news or the bad news, Tom?
I want the good news.
You already heard the good news.
Well,
since you like this stupid Mid-Ohio race course stuff.
I love Mid-Ohio.
I like Mid-Ohio. I just don't like race courses.
Now.
Yeah,
they're good friends of the show.
Well, the Nationwide Series is going there in August.
Wonderful.
They're taking the Montreal date, and here, get yourself some tickets. Go have some fun.
Absolutely.
The
update on Elkhart Lake.
We will be there.
Why? That's farther away. Mid-Ohio's a lot easier to drive.
I know, but I want another road course.
Oh, you're mad in the heck. You're not going to get it, but
give them once,
the latest update on the truck series is it is not quite official yet, but they're going to be at Eldora, and the announcement is supposed to come as early as tomorrow. We're taping this on a Tuesday night, and I hear they're talking about it, going to announce it tomorrow.
I got it.
Do you?
Yes. A road course full of dirt in half of it, oil in the other half, and 14 cautions through the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it's a 12-hour race.
An enduro.
I like it.
And then halfway through the race, you turn around and go the other way.
Yeah, now that, I'm going to tell you what, you guys laugh about that?
They do.
There's one thing I would love to see NASCAR do. Have some fun. You want to make it more exciting? Go halfway one time and then go back the other way.
That's what they did in some of those enduros when they started to find a way to bring fans back in the short tracks.
Well,
stuff.
You got to because, you know.
50 laps one way, 50 laps another.
What you just said.
Do it at full speed without throwing a caution.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you're there's, they would have dead cars in the middle of the corner, and you go around it. This is like that 24-hour of Lemons.
Sure.
You ever seen one of them races?
Well, that's good. You got talent to do it. You got to do it.
Talent
that's going around. I mean,
you're crazy.
No, I'm telling you,
well, that's fun.
You still got to get talent to not be one of them cars laying off the side, right?
Well, as long as somebody don't take you out and stuff, or
well,
you blow
what I'm
it
saying.
Up or what have you.
We need to get some excitement in NASCAR.
You need to get
Period.
To. We need to, as a collective group, put a car together and go to race in one of those 24-hour of Lemons. You ever read that? You're going to have to check
I
that out.
I that.
Oh, yeah. They had one at Toledo about 3 or 4 years ago, and they tried to talk the Minute crew into going, and they didn't have time. You can't spend more than $500 on the car. You actually are on the track for 24 hours. It's an endurance race, and you might take a two-hour shift. You might take a two-hour shift. It might take a six-hour shift, and I might go 45 minutes, and then go eat a cheeseburger, and then you get back in there.
Well, and anyone even finish it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. And they stopped the race halfway,
hours.
And they they crushed the most illegal car there.
Beer.
It's kind of a neat thing, and those are the kind of fun stuff that people go to. These crazy trailer races, you know, you get a van like the bubble machine parked out front,
Dude, we're talking about NASCAR.
You're talking about racing and making things exciting, though. You hook a snowmobile trailer up to it, and then you go on a figure eight, and you try and knock everybody's trailer off, and the last guy with a trailer attached is a winner. Those kind of things are actually bringing in fans, though. Those are the nutty things they're doing nowadays to do that. NASCAR can put
NASCAR
those kind of shows on there.
We have a halftime show just like, you know, NFL and everybody else. Why
yeah,
not?
Bring in a circus. Bring in the elephants. Do whatever you need to do.
Hey, could work.
No clowns. They're evil.
Not the clowns I know.
Folks, you
know why?
Because
I'm sitting here with a couple of them, and I don't think they're evil at all.
Wow, look in the mirror, baby.
No. They can break every time I do.
Well, you've heard it, man. We've had a little bit of gamut of everything there this week, guys. Again, it's Speed Talk, and go to RadioSpeedTalk.com. Check on any show, anything you want to see. Get on the contest. $250 winners, gift card, gas card, whatever you want. Just go to RadioSpeedTalk.com. Hit Become a Junkie. Tell us your driver, the song that best fits them. Be funny, be creative, have a good time. And, yes, lawnmower racers are good. And also you can go to Facebook. .com/Radio Speed Talk. Check us out. Kenny Barr at Kenny Barr 52. I'm at Radio Speed Talk 2. Guys, man, I'll tell you what. Happy Thanksgiving to y'all. Man, I can't believe we're in Christmas season already, but we're here. But you've been listening to Speed Talk. Appreciate everything, guys. We will see you after the holiday talking about who is going to be the champion in NASCAR. We are out of here. See you then.
Join us next week for The Balance. In the meantime, check us out on Twitter, T-Balance, or Facebook, The Balance, or online at www.thebalanceonline.com.